Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. This waning lunar cycle brings us to the edge of a number of endings. We are in this lunar month's waning half, heading toward a new moon. We are also at the close of a year and indeed a decade. And so a lot of things are coming together to create quite a shift at this time. Two other things. We also reach the winter solstice during this waning phase, and the new moon that we are moving toward is an eclipse. So we have both together. We have significant endings, things coming to a close, and we also have beginnings. So that even as we reach the end of a calendar year and a lunar cycle, we are also at the beginning of the time when light returns, for this is the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, when the sun stands still for several days and then begins to rise earlier again. And we see how this works, this ending and beginning together, because even as we welcome the light, the slightly and then more and more increasing light, we also know that we have not yet reached the depths of our winter. So this waning cycle brings us into a place where we can experience all of those things together and figure out how they work. The current waning half of this lunar cycle was initiated with the full moon in Gemini. Gemini being a bright, optimistic, clever sign, very facile with language, lots to say, and yet surrounded in the chart of the full moon with significantly more powerful, deep, resonant energies that meant that the easy sociability that we often associate with Gemini was perhaps not quite the prominent note in this particular full moon. And so my sense of the full moon was that it initiated us into an understanding of the power of story. What stories we know, what stories we share, and most importantly, what stories we tell ourselves. And that theme continues throughout. We are already in the disseminating moon phase. The moon has been in Leo and has been ready to step forward into the light of a stage, of a campfire, to share what we learned, what we experienced, what we achieved in the lead up to the full moon. And yet, even at the disseminating moon, there was both the solidity, the deep rock structure of the Capricorn group, currently focused around Saturn, Pluto, and Venus, and also the surprising instability of Jupiter moving into trine Uranus, a sense that anything at all could happen. And so now, as we wrestle with what to say and what not to say, we are at that campfire on the road, on the journey, nomads all, sharing our experiences and creating a community of travelers. Just a couple of hours ago, we reached the waning trine moon, also in Leo. And this is a time when we can step into playing our role. The grand fire trine that includes Eris, the chaos goddess, who represents for me the very great challenges that our Earth faces. When I see Eris prominent in a chart, I often find I am working with someone for whom the current environmental crises feel very acute and personal, and or are very much concerned with the deep challenges that continue to face women and children in many, many places in our world. And so here we have a glimpse of the heart of story, glancing deep into that fire and seeing something about the challenge embedded in the story we ourselves are in. For no story exists without that challenge, without that problem to be solved. In a few days, we'll be at the last quarter moon. It will arrive Wednesday, December 18th, just about noon. And here we have an Earth moon, a Virgo moon, squaring the Sagittarian sun while also trining that Capricorn group. So now we have somewhat less of the bright, fiery energy, and we are brought down to Earth, hopefully not with a thud. But at this last quarter challenge, this test of whether we are ready to continue on the journey we've undertaken, we are brought face to face with structure, with the bones of things. We may find there are places where our boundaries need to be adjusted. Perhaps they are too close, too thick, too heavy. Perhaps they are too permeable, too wide open. There may be supports needed. There may be structural adjustments that need to be made. All of these things will come to the fore during this last quarter moon, when there is a square between sun and moon and things need to be sorted out. On the 21st, we get to the waning sextile moon, another moment of harmony, energized positive connection between the sun and moon, with both at the very, very ends of their signs, moon at 29 Libra, sun at 29 Sag. This is a complex chart. the waning sextile arrives at 6:45 in the morning in my eastern time zone on December 21st, and about 18 hours later, did I do that right? About 20 after 11 at night, we reach the solstice, which here in the northern hemisphere will be the winter solstice. So we already know that this day is a hinge, a turning of the year. And to have both sun and moon start the day in sextile at the very edge of their signs, that intense final anaretic degree, is a lead in to say that more than just the waxing and waning of our annual cycle of light is ready to shift here. The moon is also in an out-of-sign square to Venus and an out-of-sign opposition to Uranus. Venus has entered Aquarius and is squaring Uranus. So we have a situation where as soon as the moon steps out of the end of Libra and into the beginning of Scorpio, we have a T-square, moon and Venus with Uranus, another indication that things can change and change quickly. Meanwhile, we have Mars square Pluto, another indication of changes very deep as we are on the threshold of the solstice, that time here in the northern half of the globe where the sun will begin increasing in light. On the 22nd, in late morning, we will reach the balsamic moon, when the moon will be deeper into Scorpio. We are close to several major shifts at this point. We're at the very end of the lunar cycle, true, but we are also very close to an eclipse, and only a few weeks away from the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn that so many have been watching as a harbinger for how things may be going in our world in the years ahead. So in this balsamic phase, that final phase before we reach this new moon, we are preparing. And with the sun square Chiron, moon in Scorpio moving to conjunct Mars, Mars continuing to square Pluto, Venus square Uranus, we are challenged, we are being asked, we are being pushed to dig deep, dive into Scorpio's waters, figure out what no longer serves us, what we are done with, what we can let go of to lighten our baggage as we step into a new year that will bring with it many changes. The new moon in Capricorn will arrive on December 26th, just after midnight in my eastern time zone. So any time zones west of me, it will be on the 25th. The moon and sun will be at 4 Capricorn, conjunct Jupiter and the South Node. More about that in the next week or so as we move closer to that new moon podcast. So a lot's happening. We have a lot to share, a lot to explore, a lot to understand, a lot to release. And we can do it in the knowledge that we are preparing for something that is coming, that will be significant in the world and to each one of us. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you all the blessings of the solstice, all of the good work and storytelling and story sharing of this lunar cycle, all of the insights that we can glean during this time that will help us prepare, help us let go, help us be ready for what is ahead. As always, thank you for listening.